Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining me in the studio is Steve Scroven, who's the board member at Public Citizen and the host of Stand Up for Main Street, a political comedy benefit for Public Citizen in its second year. After beginning his career, is it the third year, I think, after beginning his career as a stand-up comedian, he went on to write for television shows, including Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond, and Till Death, and co-wrote, produced, and directed An Unreasonable Man, the documentary about the life and career of Ralph Nader. And also joining us will be Mark Maron, who has for 15 years has been writing and performing raw, honest, and thought-provoking comedy for print, stage, radio, and television, a legend in the stand-up community. He has appeared on HBO, Conan, Letterman, Two Comedy Central Presents, and recently co-wrote and starred in his own IFC TV series, Maron. He has the new memoir, Attempting Normal, and is the host of the top-rated comedy podcast on iTunes, WTF with Mark Maron. Let me begin with you, Steve Scroven. This special that's coming up, I believe it's the third one.
It's the third,
yeah. Yes, I got that wrong. But this is, of course, you know, I look for people to talk to all the time. Who are the smartest people best connected to the story in the news? And I often turn to Public Citizen, and some of the best people that I've talked to are there. So it's a great resource.
It's a legendary advocacy group. You know, we wouldn't have airbags. We wouldn't know about toxic shock syndrome or red dye number two, or they've gotten 24 dangerous drugs off the market. We wouldn't know the truth about all these free trade deals. It was Public Citizen that got into it first and say, wait a minute, there's something going on here in the mid-90s. So yeah, it's kind of watching over us.
And you're going to be – is this comedy sweetening the bitter pill of politics? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, and it's not even a political comedy show. It's the comics are doing what they do. I told them they don't have to be political. They just have to be funny. The idea is I was a stand-up comedian and a comedy writer, and being on the board, I was trying to figure out what could I do to draw attention to the group, to help raise money for them. And I thought my strength, what I do know how to do, is put on a show. And I found in my life that getting a point across comedically is far more powerful than any other way I could do it. So I thought this is what I'll do. I'll get a bunch of comedian friends. We'll have a comedy evening, and it'll be laughs and inspiration.
Well, you know, it's often said that comedy and tragedy are a breath away.
Sure.
Of course, they're the two famous faces merging there. And at this point, I don't think it could be clearer. I mean, the tragedy of this country behaving like a banana republic and about to truly commit economic suicide if the Republicans go ahead with what they're saying they're going to do. And at the same time, you know, if you watch them, they're all reading from the same bad script.
Right.
It does seem like, I guess, bad stand-up, right?
They're terrible stand-ups. They're terrible stand-ups. But and this speaks to one of Public Citizen's biggest campaigns, which is money in politics and overturning Citizens United. And we wouldn't be going through a lot of this nonsense if we didn't have billionaires ready to fund candidates in Republican primaries that didn't take this extreme position. So that's all the more important to support this.
Right. Well, I guess that explains the alternative universe, right, that these guys are in because, you know, if they actually took a vote, which Boehner won't let them take a vote, and Obama goaded him today to take a vote,
right,
we know that this insanity would end immediately, right?
Exactly. But they want to hold on to their jobs
so this
in the primaries.
This is the tyranny of the minority,
right,
paying fealty to the Koch brothers and screwing the country and talking to their own echo chamber in their district.
Exactly. And I just spent 2 months in Russia. I was working on the Russian version of Everybody Loves Raymond. And it was interesting to be there for that long and talk to a lot of people, both expatriates and Russian nationals. And it's basically what they have there is a corporate oligarchy. And Putin is the head CEO. And although we are not there yet, if the Koch brothers, people like these corporate plutocrats get their way, we could very easily make that leap to that same thing.
Well, I've often covered that very issue to the point where I've gotten mail saying, stop using the word oligarchy, because I've so often rhetorically question of how much we are still a democracy and the extent to which we've become a plutocracy.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hard not to defend it. And I don't know whether you've seen this new movie by Robert Reich.
I've heard of it, yes. He's talking about the income disparity and inequality, yeah.
And it's a very, very good piece of work. And he was – I met with him recently and, you know, we're talking about how many congressmen are left that are actually doing the people's business. And, you know, according to a lot of insiders, it's only a handful. I mean, that's how much they've been captured by money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we saw it in the last election, even though they didn't hold sway. There were certain individuals who could buy their way into the game and the rest of us can't.
So are you hoping to start a revolution, a counter-revolution? I mean, it's always good to sugar the bitter pill of politics with a little humor.
I'm not a revolutionary, and people say to me all the time, you know, because I'm just a comedy writer, and you know, don't the problem seem so intractable, and the forces arrayed against you so big? And yeah. And there's a good chance we're going to lose a lot of battles, but I figure if that's going to happen, I'm going to go down with my boots on.
And again, I'm speaking with Steve Scroven, who's a board member at Public Citizen and host of Stand Up for Main Street, a political comedy benefit for Public Citizen in its third year. After beginning his career as a stand-up comedian, he went on to write for television shows including Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond, and Till Death, and co-wrote, produced, and directed An Unreasonable Man, the documentary about the life and career of Ralph Nader. Let's run through who you've got here. You've got Dylan Brody, Reuben Paul, Carol Leifer, Greg Fitzsimmons, Alan Harvey,
Alan Havey,
of The Office, and Betsy Salkin.
Yeah.
And so how do people get – what do people do to get to this show?
Go to citizen.org, and on the homepage you'll see Stand Up for Main Street. Click on that, and there'll not only be tickets, but there will be a little highlight reel from last year's show.
So what's the when you say that, you know, you're not necessarily going to – it's not necessarily about politics, but – It's essentially a fundraiser for
It's a fundraiser, and yeah, it is basically about politics because Public Citizen is in D.C. They're inside the Beltway, and they are dealing with all of these issues. It's nonpartisan, but it's. I'm just telling the comedians that they don't necessarily have to talk about politics. They just need to be funny, and that's what we're leavening it with.
So I don't know what happened to Mark, by the way. Is there any way we can get in touch with him? I must say, have you read this, his book, Attempting Normal?
I haven't. I've been in Russia for 2 months.
Oh, that's right. You've been in Russia.
Yes.
Right. Right. They're going to watch the same show that you did here.
Yes. Well, it's called The Voronins there, and
The Voronin.
The Voronins.
The crow. Verona means crow in Russian.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
The Voronins?
I didn't know.
That's the name of them.
That's the name of the family.
Right.
So it's not Everybody Loves Raymond. It's called The Voronins.
Uh-huh.
And Phil Rosenthal did a documentary a few years back called Exporting Raymond.
Right.
Which was about the beginning of this process where they adapted our episodes.
Right. Right.
And they adapted our episodes. And since they run the show every day, they blew through about 200 of our episodes immediately in about a year and a half. And so they're writing original episodes.
Uh-huh.
And so I went over there to help them come up with stories to
– Well, at least they're not stealing it like the Chinese, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know, but I was going to ask you about Mark's book, Attempting Normal, because, I mean, it has some of the most hilarious stuff about, you know, the people at his job felt so sorry for him when he first started out that they arranged for him to lose his virginity, you know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask him about some of these escapades. Anyway, we're hoping for him to join us here and discuss further this upcoming special Stand Up for Main Street, a political comedy benefit for Public Citizen in its third year. And do you think that comedy is the best way? I mean, as I was saying earlier, you know, it sort of makes you weep what's happening in Capitol Hill.
In my experience,
it's bad comedy. It really is.
Well, that's not the comedy. It's the bread and butter of like the Daily Show and the Colbert Report, and because it is so bad like that.
Right.
And in a way, you know, you'll often hear Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert when one of these really crazy guys, from the Republican Party, like Rick Perry, when he leaves, they miss him because he's a lot of material,
right?
A lot of good material. So perversely, you kind of it's your bread and butter, the crazier it gets when you're a comedian.
Well, who was it now? James Carville that said that politics is show business for ugly people. And I tell you, just looking at television and watching that Republican congressman berate this poor woman from the park service, you know.
Yes, I saw that.
But what was great about it was that citizens intervened and said, enough already. And they took this guy to task, and this veteran took him to task. And how dare you blame this woman for the shutdown? It's you guys, you know. What planet are they on?
I don't know. I think it's desperation. I think the Republican
Party –
Planet
desperation, right?
I think the Republican Party knows that it's dying out. It's got to redefine itself in some way, and they are desperately trying to hang on to whatever power they have. And I think the Affordable Care Act, while it's not what I would prefer, I'd prefer a single payer as a public citizen. I think they're worried more that people will like it. And it will and it's not their thing, even though it was their original idea.
Yeah, it originally came from the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly. Right? And that's why they're working all these things to suppress the vote, because this is – and they're trying to buy their way into elections through Citizens United. These are all strategies to hold on to power, and I think it's out of desperation. I think it's in some sort of death throes or reformation if they're going to survive with the same name.
Well, it's hard to believe that with that sort of bad comedy and with Carville's, show business for ugly people, and they sure as hell are a pretty ugly bunch. They're also ugly in their attitude to the president. You can't help feeling that so much of this irrational anger is seated in some kind of racism. And I there's never been a president like this that's been so disrespected. And he just won an election, and they all met right after the election, decided that our strategy will be not to talk to him and not to talk to the Democratic Senate and force them to come to us. And this has all culminated in this current shutdown of the government, and they're about to pull the trigger on the other barrel of the shotgun, which is defaulting on our debt.
And it's they don't realize he's a Republican. He's an Eisenhower Republican. He's actually one of you.
Well, they've admitted that, or at least the punditry has admitted that Reagan couldn't even get elected in the current Republican.
Yeah. Could you imagine if Obama had ever used the phrase like a military-industrial complex? He'd be accused of being a communist.
Right.
That was Eisenhower. Right. Eisenhower had some of the biggest infrastructure government spending of all time with the National Highway System. And so, yeah, that's the irony of this.
Well, I guess our comedian is a no-show here. I don't know what happened
to him. I'm sorry about that.
I don't know.
He will be at the event. He promised me.
He better. Right. I wanted to ask him about some of his extraordinary sexcapades.
I was involved in none of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they are, I must say, pretty extraordinary. So tell us about then what kind of an evening we're going to have.
What's great about this evening, Ian, as opposed to a lot of fundraisers in L.A., is it's very – you don't have to get dressed up. Mm-hmm. You don't have to eat rubber chicken. You don't have to listen to long, boring speeches. Mm-hmm. And you're in a theater with the top comics in town, and it's you're in by 6:30, you're out by 8:30 on a Sunday evening. You can still catch Murder, She Wrote, although that's not on anymore.
So you're catering to the blue hair set.
I'm getting blue hair. No, I'm you know what? I'm catering to people who have kids. I'm actually catering the event myself too. I'll be passing out hors d'oeuvres. But that's what kind of makes it. It's like nice, clean in out. You have laughs. You feel inspired, and it's a good model.
So let me. I'm looking here for the list of comedians that I mentioned here that will be at the event, because, and some of them you can tell me more about them.
Sure.
Okay, we know about Mark Dylan Brody.
Dylan Brody, who's actually been on KPFK a lot, with Jimmy Dore and David
Jimmy
Feldman.
Dore, right.
And he's a very funny guy, and he is probably going to be very political. He's very opinionated in that way.
Right.
And he wrote his own book about his relationship with his father, which was kind of interesting. We've got
Ruben Paul.
Ruben Paul, who was recommended to me, and I just met him last week, and he's African-American guy who is very funny. And we've got Alan Havey, who is one of my oldest friends. We actually started in stand-up together.
Now, he's in The Office. Which one does he play?
He's, I'm not sure what he does in The Office, but he just did a stint on Mad Men.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah, and he's been on Letterman all the time, and he's one of the best. There are a lot of these people who are not necessarily national names,
right,
but they are on the road and they are the best stand-ups around.
And Greg Fitzsimmons?
Greg Fitzsimmons. It falls in that same category,
right.
And has got his own very popular podcast called FitzDog.
Right.
And
Carol Leifer. She's on the Letterman show a lot, right?
Carol Leifer, yes. And she had her own show. She's also a Seinfeld writer. And has written a couple of books too, and Carol's another one that I go back with.
And Betsy Salkin.
Betsy Salkin is actually I met her when she did a smaller house kind of party for me a few years back, and she's also very funny and been on the Tonight Show.
So again, I'm talking with Steve Scroven, who is a board member of Public Citizen and the host of Stand Up for Main Street, a political comedy benefit for Public Citizen in its third year. And he has written, of course, for Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond, Until Death, and co-wrote and directed An Unreasonable Man, the documentary about the life and career of Ralph Nader. And I take it that in many ways, Ralph Nader's enduring legacy is Public Citizen, right? I mean, that came out of the settlement with GM, right?
Yeah, as an institution, yeah. That he founded it in 1971 with Joan Claybrook and Sid Wolf and Alan Morrison. And it's been, you know, it's the reason we have airbags in cars. It's the reason we have, you know, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, some great victories throughout the 40-year history and so over such a wide portfolio of issues. They were the original No Nukes group. It was nuclear physicist who came to Ralph in the early 70s and said, you know, there's a real problem here with nuclear power. Mm-hmm. And they organized – he formed a group called Critical Mass, which is now the energy group at Public Citizen, headed by Tyson Slocum. And they organized for years and years and raised awareness and got people sort of knowledgeable and conscious of this issue. And then when Three Mile Island happened in 1979, they were ready. And that was the No Nukes movement that culminated in a huge demonstration in Battery Park in New York and 3 days of concerts in Madison Square Garden. There's a movie called the No Nukes movie. And they prevented a nuclear power plant from being permitted from 1978 until last year,
mm-hmm.
when the Obama administration, our Eisenhower Republican, permitted one in Georgia.
Well, just in closing, since you just got back from Russia, otherwise known as KGB Incorporated, Putin regulates the oligarchs, and he's trampling democracy wherever he can, and he's now beating up on gays. And so what's your sense, just having come back from that country, in terms of where we're heading? I mean, it seems like we're not that far away from an oligarchy, and we obviously have a freer press. It seems like there's a more crude version of where we're heading.
It is. And I would say the difference is when I talk to writers in a writer's room, you know, politics is always, you know, in current events, we're always talking about that kind of stuff. In Russia, they just shrug their shoulders. They don't even bother talking about it. It's not worth it.
There's no politics.
No. It's just they shrug. And it's because they don't have a free press and they don't have institutions like Public Citizen, NGOs and organizations that can defy power without consequence. Yeah. And that's why here, even though the forces arrayed against us are so powerful, we don't have any excuse to shrug. And that's why I got involved in Public Citizen and urge other people to contribute.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here, Steve Scroven.
Thank you, Ian.
Again, I've been speaking with Steve Scroven, who's a board member at Public Citizen and the host of Stand Up for Main Street, a political comedy benefit for Public Citizen in its third year. After beginning his career as a stand-up comedian, he went on to write for television shows, including Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond, and Till Death, and co-wrote, produced, and directed An Unreasonable Man, the documentary about the life and career of Ralph Nader. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Colin Black. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, and I'll be back again with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. The guy that lived next door in 305.